Planned Parenthood and the Trans Cult. As many have heard, Planned Feticide, known euphemistically as Planned Parenthood, just gave the heave-ho to Dr. Leanna Wen as its president. One of the reasons for the unceremonious dumping of Wen after only 8 months on the job is reportedly that she was disinclined to use politically correct language for people who pretend to be the sex they are not and never can be. Perhaps recently elected member of the Planned Parenthood National Board of Directors, Megan Stabler, who was elected 6 months after Wen's appointment, had a little something-something to do with that. Stabler is, in reality, a man. He was born 56 years ago in England when his sex was correctly identified as male and he was named Mark. Stabler was once married to a woman and is the father of a 26-year-old daughter named Hannah, who is a lifestyle blogger in Austin, Texas. He and his former wife moved to the U.S. in 1990. In about 2002, he started cross-dressing and taking cross-sex hormones, after which he and his wife, understandably, divorced. Then, in 2007, he was castrated in an effort to masquerade convincingly as the woman he wishes he were. After his marriage failed, he began another relationship with lesbian Erin Abernathy in 2005. They wanted to have a child, but since Stabler had rendered himself a eunuch, they procured a child by soliciting sperm to fertilize Abernathy's eggs. One child was born from that procedure in 2012. Stabler's relationship with Abernathy ended, and for the past 18 months, he's been in a relationship with lesbian Sal Stowe. Stabler's professional life reflects his obsession with normalizing the science-denying trans ideology in which he lives and moves and has his being. According to the homosexual